the victim of the robbery, Jesus' story boils down to two opposing types of response. First, that of the priest and the Levite, the temple helper. Both see the man but choose to pass by and do nothing. Why? Well, surprisingly, the answer lies in an ethical dilemma he posed to them, brought about by their understanding of the law which they believed had been given to them by God. Kenneth Bailey, an expert in Middle Eastern culture, comments of the priest. No doubt he wanted to do his duty under the law, but what was his duty? The wounded man could have been dead. If so, the priest who approached him would become ceremonially defiled. And if defiled, he would need to return to Jerusalem and undergo a week-long process of ceremonial purification. What's more, the victim along the road might have been Egyptian, Greek, Syrian or Phoenician, in which case the priest was not responsible under the law to do anything. The poor priest did not have an easy time trying to determine his duty under the law. After deciding that his ceremonial purity was too important to risk, he continued on his way. Then, by contrast, a Samaritan, a despised and hated outsider in the eyes of the Jews, especially the experts of the law, sees the victim lying on the road and is moved by compassion. This twist in the story would have not only shocked but thoroughly scandalized both the lawyer and Jesus' wider audience, who, at the very least, would have expected an ordinary Jew like one of them to come to the aid of the victim. Unfortunately, due to the ideas that the priest and Levite got from their misunderstanding of the moral law they were trying so earnestly to live by, while the Samaritan sees the man as a fellow human being in terrible trouble, their perception was funded by categories of corpse, Gentile, and defilement. In the original Greek, the word that Jesus chooses to use explains that the Samaritan felt esplanchonisti for the mugger's victim, which expresses a sense of deep compassion from the core of his being. Jesus was saying that the Samaritan's action was the result of being in touch with and listening to the soul-shaking emotion that was part of his moral fabric and which left him in no doubt as to how he should respond. Practices are manifestations of one's character, observes New Testament scholar Joel Green. The Samaritan was moved by empathy and concern for the person in need rather than blinded by the baggage of his misinterpretation of religious moral laws. But what is more, his concern was no fleeting sentiment. As Jesus explained, it also looked beyond the victim's immediate need to the...